Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year. And, you know, you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious Salted Caramel Whey Protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySups.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySups.com to the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySups.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout, and we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySups.com.
Free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid-type dreams. You're out like a light, and you wake up, and there's no fogginess. Or, like, if you use, like, some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy. But not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
And, cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code. We beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be so big. Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be so big.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop rocking.
Do stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up and the feet up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, you'll get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be dropping.
So you guys want to get to the mail?
Yeah.
Some discussions this week. Oh, we're going to start with the Patreons. Some of these Patreon emails were subpar last week, so I'm disappointed in the Patreons email questions. First one's from Adrian Orloff from Melbourne. Hi, gents. This one's for Conan. Can you please confirm that Hoovy was once married to Mongo McMichael for a 24-hour period, that Hoovy once also tried to kiss Randy Orton? All right. Don't put any more emails from this guy, Adrian Orloff.
But I will answer it. I'm pretty sure they had a 24-hour engagement, which may have been fueled by alcohol and other goodies. And what was the thing about Randy Orton?
Did Hoovy try to kiss him?
Well, what he did is he knocked on his door and he asked him for a kiss in the hallway, Jesus. Which other people heard and saw.
Next is from Daryl from P-Town, New Jersey. I don't watch Mexican wrestling, but I'm wondering if it can go from this show. Why did AAA not try to re-sign him to an exclusive contract before Tony Khan did? That's a question for you.
Okay, let me hashtag this, something I put on Twitter a lot. Inform thyself. First of all,
he's trying to inform himself.
Right, well, that's why I'm saying inform thyself before you ask, because...
Well, because
mister, I have to always get my shit in.
Well, who's he going to ask?
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
You're the booker at AAA.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, Disco's being cantankerous.
Well, one is...
How's that for a word?
See, Raven used that word recently, didn't he? 100% on his show.
I don't think so.
Obviously, sounds like a word that Raven would have used. Joe heard it repeated on this show. Cody, would you agree with that?
100.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Let me just say this. Because the guy says, read the question again.
Why did AAA not try to re-sign him to an exclusive contract before Tony Khan did?
Okay, that's why I said inform thyself. He's not signed by Tony Khan.
Right.
He's signed to us, and he's one of the very few talents, very good talents that we have that Tony hasn't signed. But what's really fucked us up, but when this finally happens, we'll have a more normal playing field. So we were supposed to get a TV deal like 2 years ago or something like that. And then the pandemic, a lot of changes were done in the industry. So we're on our road to that now. Until we get our TV deal and we can give people the proper compensation that, you know, like Tony does, we're going to lose them to him. But once we get a TV deal, a lot of people that aren't being used right over there or anywhere, they'll come back home because they know they'll be used right by us.
Next one's from Eddie Gonzalez. No questions, just a comment. If you don't have a question, you might get suspended, but let's see what the comment is. I was looking at the Chris Van Fleet YouTube page. Disco Inferno is more over than Johnny Gargano and Roderick Strong. Even more importantly, he's more over than Lance Storm. His video has more views than all those chumps. Mr. Irrelevant Parasite for the win, and that's Eddie Gonzalez. Do you have any comment on Eddie Gonzalez's statement that he had?
Yeah, 100%. I would disagree with all of that. Maybe they came to see how big his nose actually was.
Wait. How do you disagree with facts? He's talking about...
No, it says that you're more over... Then Roderick Strong and the other fucking guy, Gargano.
They got more views on my video than me.
And I'm saying, this is what I'm saying, I would disagree with all of that. Maybe they came just to see how big your nose is, because that's one of life's big mysteries.
So they're going to body shame me because I'm more over than Lance Storm.
That's just what I did, yes.
Ben from Portland,
Are you Maine. Hurt? Are you offended?
I'm offended. Yeah, I'm definitely offended. I'm going to have you post on Twitter.
I send you a cyber hug. Will that help?
Yeah, it might. Ben from Portland, Maine reads, I read a recent article that Gen Z males are increasingly becoming more conservative. Why do you think that is? I don't know. I don't know the demographics and the ideologically of like the young people. I don't associate with a lot of young people. Like at our business, at our work, nobody ever really talks politics ever. Like it's not even a conversation like ever at work.
But what would be the big difference that you see between that generation? Because it's probably younger females. And the younger females in your generation,
but they're more like sissy Marys. Is that they're, you know, they cry a lot more. Here's one thing I've definitely noticeable, and I have no idea if this has to do with this people that are entering the workforce at a young age that are being taught. I don't know how long Common Core math has been around, right? But the amount of times this has become a thing. Is that if like my bill is $19.45, right? And I give the person, $18.45, and I give the change. It's like if I want just like a different denomination of change back, they can't comprehend that. Like if I give them enough money where I just want to, it's clear I just want a $5 bill back. They go, you gave me too much. And like, yeah, I just want a $5 bill back.
right? You know, like, the amount of times that happens, you know, like, has grown exponentially. Like, it happens like all the time. Like, if I, because I always have, I don't really have like a lot of change on me, and I'll try to like keep the amount of bills or stuff I get, you know, so I'll give extra to get back less, and they can't understand that.
It's a very wacky way to figure out math. And another thing is they can use calculators and stuff too. Yeah, but it's weird looking to me because I just used to do it straight up, you know, like the right way.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. This is quite interesting to me because I'm always fascinated in the differences in generations, and I always read the trends that made them. There's a lot of factors, right? Like, you know, how we were before the internet, you know, just different factors. And so I work with a lot of Generation Z people. So I always I'm reading to see how they're thinking, you know, and mm-hmm. how it's different, how I think, and I can adjust to them, because that's Dominic's generation, him and his friends, because that's like from 10 years old to like 28, I want to say 29, something like that. That's that generation. And I work with that generation mostly. Right. And what I've seen is like from what I've read, they're more like free thinking and progressive, obviously. You know, they're more in the sex positivity of, you know, with the trans shit and all that. They're more anti-racist. Okay. They're big on waving the flag for identity politics. They came up with all these bullshit names like cis and non-binary. Like, they're into all of that shit. You know, they're really into that. But this is something that was weird that I couldn't believe. And that's why I don't think they're that maybe it is a little bit conservative. Bro, they're less likely to get into like physical fights, car accidents, violence. Like, they really take care of their well-being. They're more likely to do like suicide, you know, depressions,
OD,
you know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They're even having less sex, which I can't believe. And they're saying that one of the reasons is because they just fucking rub one out to the phone. And I would think that, you know, maybe they don't want to waste time on a girl telling them no after spending so much time with them that night, or they don't have the funds to take them out, or they don't want to go through the stress, and they just say, fuck it. At the end, all I want to do is bust a nut, so fuck it.
Joe, try to look this up. I saw this the other day. It's fascinating how the predominantly, like, the major voting block for Democrats right now, take a wild guess what it is, Cody. Like, the whole party is driven by this one demographic. It's like,
Democrat?
The demographic of the Democrat Party that's driving their voting base. To like take 20, a wild guess
what 25 it is. To 45 or something like that?
No, just a certain, like, male, you know, just what would you think it is?
White women.
Oh, single females.
Cat ladies.
So single childless females, like single females that did not have children, are like that. That is the Democratic Party right now. Like, well, look it up, Joe. It's like it's a major portion of their.
Well, of
their
course, bro. You got a female vice president. And you got them fighting for Roe v. Wade.
So this is what I would say is because both of those demographics are, you know, like Republicans and Democrats are kind of 50-50. The country's basically split down the middle. That if you have like single females are a large portion of the voting group on one side, you would think that the opposite of like males, like younger males, would be like rising on the Republican side, because that would even things out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see that.
And I also want to say one thing, which is weird, because what I've also noticed about Generation Z, and you have too, is they saw that all the excesses of our generation and what it did to us and how many people died and how many people stayed addicted. You know what I'm saying? And now you see these kids are like into green juices and fucking playing video games. And you know what I'm saying? It's just like they put a premium on health. Unlike our generation, we were really wild and didn't give a fuck.
Right.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco's brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Moe Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know, a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
So it is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt, too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitz to board, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, it enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are piña colada and grape. So get Blitz, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get Blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
You know, I'm going to get like the opposite side of it a little, Conan. I think Generation Z, they're saying... he's saying he sees a lot going back towards being conservative and stuff. What I see,
and I don't see that.
What I see, and this is from, you know, being looking at YouTube channels or reading articles and stuff, the younger generation is fed up with the woke stuff. They're tired of the woke stuff, and that's because it'll come in and ruin an old comic book or movie or video game, especially the gamers. They can't stand when they come in and wokeify the game. Everyone's worried they're going to do it to the next Grand Theft Auto, right? But I see a lot of that. They're turning against it, and it's not anything to do with politics. It's to do with you're fucking with my entertainment. I don't right. want a female Wolverine.
They're taking basic things where people try to literally get away from politics to escape right. from.
Yeah,
I'll give you one. Here.
I'll give you one that pissed me off. Oh, we have to have a female James Bond. Why?
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, exactly. I'll give this. I think was where it kind of like where it started turning people off. And I mean, you know, it's still a very polarizing thing, but I think when Kaepernick started kneeling and politics started creeping into sports and people were like, fuck, man, politics and sports should be separate. I want to get away from, like, a football Sunday, I don't want to, politics is on at 10 o'clock in the morning on Super Bowl Sunday. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's football. Politics is done. I want to watch football. I think a lot of people kind of felt the same way.
Well, you know, go back to that time, because we talked about it a lot, that's when KG, our resident, you know.
Right, right. He thought Kaepernick was Muhammad Ali.
Right, because once Trump got elected the first time, the other thing
that happened was that Trump, as usual, you know, was very smarter. The people around him, this guy was kneeling because police brutality, and he conflated it with the, you know, not standing up for the flag, right? Which got a lot of people riled up.
Yeah. But just to tag on the end of that, if, I know you look at this stuff a lot, Conan, you know, about movies and everything. If you look in the last year, 2 years, any of the comic book movies or stuff like that that look a little wokeified, like you're the Marvels or this.
They're terrible, yeah.
Everything's Disney and Marvel have bombed all year long, except Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, you know what did good? But Barbie.
But
Barbie was like every girl on the planet Earth was going to see that movie. Like that's why that did good numbers. You know what I'm saying?
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw the movie and I don't understand why it was such a big deal.
Barbie?
Yeah.
Well, because the deal was that made the men look stupid, made the woman look empowered. Like a lot people that would I didn't see it. Okay, but like that was the.
Well, that's exactly what they did. But
right, yeah, exactly.
But it was kind of like in a tongue in cheek way. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. It was a comedy, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Barbie's
stink.
Based on historical events, right? Yeah.
I remember when I saw it, I thought maybe if it was a female, I'd enjoy this better. You know.
Right. All right. Next. Okay. There's another great email here of Sean Burgess from the UK. Hi, gents. I just finished watching the Disco interview with Chris Van Fleet. It was great, and I think it got Disco's view on wrestling across in a better way than the crap he gets after a snippet of a discussion is picked up by Sports Geeta. What it also showed is that Disco is more over at a bigger draw than Lance Storm. The Disco interview has amassed a huge 49,000 views in less time than Lance Storm's interview has trickled along to 47,000. Now, I know people consume media differently, and Lance Storm fans probably DVR'd it or watch it on another platform. But can this finally confirm in brass tacks the argument that Disco is way more over than Lance Storm is or ever was? P.S. Johnny Gargano has 45,000 views. Pretty tragic for an active WWE wrestler, really. It shows how interested people are in him. I would like to say this, and this is the reason I probably get more views than Lance Storm is because I generate more interest because more people dislike me than Lance Storm. Like, Lance Storm is kind of universally liked by everybody, right? So none of his haters are going to tune in to, like, listen to Lance Storm. But I think that probably an amount that would, probably push my views over Lance Storm's would be like, would you read, you see what we're trying to say, Conan? That people that dislike me will be interested in listening.
But here's a great thing about what you just said. Whether they hate you or like you, they're listening to you.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
Right.
Well,
you're not so hateable that they won't listen to you.
Yeah, Madden does incredible numbers in Pittsburgh because a lot of people hate his guts.
Right.
Like I always
said, what's going to sell more? Hey, Conan helped a blind old lady cross the fucking street, or we caught Conan in a gay orgy. You know, wouldn't be the first time, but yeah.
Yeah.
The first time you've been caught, or the first
time? Yes, the first time I've been caught. And so the thing about Lance Storm, who sent this? What's the guy's name? You're more over than Lance Storm.
Some guy from the UK.
Sean Burgess.
Sean Burgess from the UK.
Yeah, but you got to remember, bro, Lance Storm is a hero in the ice fishing, the log rolling, and the darts communities. So, don't ever minimize them.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
MikeDurbin.com. You can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
I really told you.
Yo, let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive.
Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Bendy of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say, a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on, let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions
K-Dog. Look at that. Listen to K-Dog, keeping it 100. Logo on the back, MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low-key might be Bendy of the Year. Go get it.
I want to do a quick sidebar. I know we're going to have sports, but this is just, you know, like you guys don't, you know, Cody, you don't play fantasy football. I do.
I don't have the time, bro.
I know. But I just want to go over this because this is the free agency.
Right.
Bro, these running backs that have all changed teams. I want to go over like how many A-list running backs have changed teams and like how this is like a new, like, you know, like the, a new.
Yeah.
You know, thing for that. Derrick Henry is a Baltimore Raven now.
Bro, can you imagine how dangerous with Lamar Jackson?
He's like a perfect Raven.
Yeah,
you know, bro, big guy.
When he went into free agency, I swear to God, that's the first thing I thought. If he goes into Baltimore, wow!
Right,
and he did.
So last year's running the Ravens.
Can I tell you my favorite free agency of all so far?
What?
Atlanta. I thought.
I don't want to get into that yet. I just want to go with these running backs.
Okay.
Aaron Jones went to Minnesota.
Right.
Joe Mixon now is a Texan.
Right.
Zach Moss, who was actually good when Jonathan Taylor was hurt last year, is now the Bengals starting running back.
Right.
Saquon Barkley went interdivision to the Eagles.
I know. Could you believe that?
Josh Jacobs went to Green Bay.
Why'd they let him go?
I don't know, but he's going to a team that likes to run the ball and has a good offensive line. I'm betting him to win the rushing title next year. Austin Eckler went to the Commanders.
Well, he
to, yeah. Tony Pollard went to Tennessee.
Why would you leave Dallas to go to Tennessee?
And his contract was up. DeAndre Swift went to the Bears. Okay. Right. And Devin Singletary, who was good for the Texans last year when he played, went to the Giants running back now. And also, you know, it's pretty funny. You know, Harbaugh is a Chargers coach now.
Right.
You think like Chargers, West Coast team, throw the house to play. So they got rid of Austin Eckler and they brought in Gus Edwards. The Baltimore Ravens, it's like a Michigan right. guy, you know, it's like 4 yards in a cloud of dust. So I don't know. I think it's very, very, very interesting. The football free agency has been so far. All right, let's continue. I just want to give a quick sidebar.
Well, you're reading the letters. Go ahead.
Yeah. Next one's from Matthew Hansen, aka Oliver Klosoff. Yellow card. Hello, what do you think is more likely this year? AW Dynamite does a rating of 1 million or 600 to 699,000? Who cares?
Well, million. He's asking you a question. Just if you don't care, just answer.
A million.
Patron.
I think they do 1 million before they do less than 700,000 because they can they can stack a card and draw a number. They could stack a card every week and draw a number. They just don't. It's very weird, you know? Durag from Dublin, Ireland. WCW says some pretty unique stage sets compared to what we see today. Do any of the stages stand out from memory for you? Thanks for the content. I thought, you know, back when WCW was first starting to gain traction, I thought the Halloween Havoc sets were kind of corny. Like, you know.
Yeah, the gigantic pumpkins on either side of it.
Like pumpkin in the middle. I mean, it didn't look like it does to like the sets look today, you know? But that was 20-something years ago. Next one's from Beto Garcia. How's it, gents? It's your homeboy Beto Garcia from the 415. Just saw Iron Claw. Great movie, but so sad and tragic. As you're all aware, directly or indirectly, the Von Erichs. Have you all seen this joint? It's one of the most tragic things y'all have been through. Stay righteous mentally and physically healthy. Have you seen this?
Not yet.
I haven't.
But I am.
I haven't seen it yet either.
I'm going to watch it at work one night. What's the most tragic thing that I've been through? Like in wrestling or just, I don't know. I thought COVID was tragic. It's probably the worst thing I've ever been through. It's like, you know.
And if it's wrestling, Pentagon, the original Pentagon, I saw him in the match where he got paralyzed and Pedro Aguayo Jr., who was a dear friend, died in the ring in front of me. So those are the two most tragic for me.
Yeah. Nietzsche from the Shut Up and Refill My Popcorn. What's up, guys? My question is, when do you plan on having a roundtable? Have you guys thought about doing a movie retweet? A movie
roundtable.
What is roundtable like the music ones that talk about an actor, actress, or director? It's not a bad idea. You can talk about movies, movie roundtable. That's not a bad idea to do a movie roundtable, like best of or something, best over genre or something.
Yeah, best mafia, best sports.
Next is some Jose Sanchez from Queens. What's up, legends and Torp Joe? It's your buddy Jose Sanchez from Queens, New York. Who?
Since you guys are big baseball fans, I have a two-parter here. For one, isn't it odd that the reigning Cy Young winner and a World Series champion starter is still unsigned? Second, could it be that Scott Boras is heading for decline? P.S. Disco, I just want you to know I'm genuinely apologetic for all the cheap shots. As a token of my esteem, I'm going to put you in contact with a good friend of mine that sells lemon pepper dipping sauces. We're talking top-notch sauce at a great price. It's a hell of a deal. Let's suspend him for a week.
Jose.
I know who's the guy from San Diego's last line? What's his name?
Snell.
Snell. And who's the World Series champion starter that's unsigned?
I'm not sure.
For Texas? They name a starter that's not signed? You know what thing about Texas? They had, they won the World Series, right?
Right.
And they lost, what's his name, very early in the year, the pitcher. Is he coming back this year?
I don't know. I haven't heard of him.
Who was the guy from the, what's the guy's name from the Mets?
Not but Verlander. Verlander Scherzer?
Not Scherzer. He was the Cy Young guy from the Mets. And then he signed with Texas and he got hurt early.
What
the frick's the guy's name? I can't believe I don't know his name. Hang on.
Scherzer.
No, it's not Scherzer. He barely played. No, it's not Verlander.
I just said those two names, dude.
Jacob DeGrom.
That's all I could find.
So is Jacob DeGrom? I mean,
DeGrom, yeah, DeGrom. Yeah. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Or whatever happened to fucking Thor?
He's very average. I think it was on Anaheim.
All those great pitchers that have gone through the Mets.
Yeah. Yeah. You think it? Then I don't know. They're all kind of flashes in the pan. To be honest with you,
Verlander's not a flash in the pan either. Sure.
Yeah, but Scott Boras could people are kind of maybe sick of Scott Boras trying to rake everybody over the coals here. So I don't know.
Well, that's his style. He waits to the last minute, But it's backfiring on him because there's a couple teams that won't even negotiate with him anymore.
If a team is willing to do this, right? There's a team that maybe like their pitching isn't that good, but they could use some starter and want to spend the money. You can get Jacob DeGrom, okay? You get a Blake Snell,
right?
Pay him a fortune, and get the freaking guy that a Trevor Bauer on the cheap contract that he's willing to sign. And all of a sudden, you got one of the best pitching staffs in the league. If you sign both of those guys, I don't know. I wonder if a team's willing to do that. It'd be interesting. Next is from Kevin.
Hey, who's the guy that the relief pitcher that was suspended from baseball for sexual assault, and the chick showed bruises and texts and stuff, and it turned out
that's Trevor Bauer. He's a starter.
It was a setup job.
I just talked about him. Yeah.
Oh, he's a starter.
He's not a reliever.
What's up with him? Is anybody going to sign him?
They haven't yet, but he said he's got mold to decide cheap end. And they showed him mowing down a bunch of Dodgers minor leaguers the other day. Pitch. He looks good. He was good in the Japanese league.
He was good on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't. Maybe they can't. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I mean, he's.
Would he be willing to even go back there after after what hit them in baseball? But they're they sold him out.
Big time. And he's 33, so his prime is not over. But he lost some good years too, man.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants—they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kevin Dean Gander, greetings and salutations. Been a fan of New Japan for 5 years. One of the very best strong style competitors is Ishii. His journey from selling his toughness to inevitably selling strikes is the epitome of strong style. Having a surge of adrenaline popping up from a tornado deflex or suplex, a tornado DDT or suplex, and doing an offensive move to his opponent before crumbling to the mat seems believable in my opinion. However, when strong style is done poorly with no selling whatsoever, it completely destroys my suspension of disbelief. My question is for Disco. Do you feel that including strong style or Lucha Libre in a wrestling show hurts the believability of the overall product? Is the style not for you, or are there certain aspects you would change while still incorporating it on the show? I don't know. You got to look at I don't look at a style. I just look at an individual performer and whether that guy's good or not. And he does the things that I like when I'm looking to work, that I see that I like. If a person checks all the boxes, I don't care what style he does. For perfect example, some of them, the Mexican guys the other day on WWE, they're kind of all lucha guys, but they had a great brawl. like a street fight looking brawl where they were throwing punches and stuff. They looked like they could fight. I wouldn't think that of like if you took Commander and Vikingo and like, you know, said do the same thing, that they would have looked like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like strong style guys, like Eddie Kingston is a terrible strong style wrestler. Like he looks like it doesn't. He looks like slower and more unathletic, and he's doing strong style. Like when he should be just a brawler. It's like, you know, it's like it's an individual thing. I don't, you know, like Ishii doesn't impress me that much. Like everybody's talking about this guy's style and his blonde, but I don't like that style where the guy just randomly sells a move in the middle of the match when everything else hurt and then everything after that hurt. It's just, I don't know. I wouldn't train that way. So
that's why, like myself and just a huge percentage of guys my age or, you know, younger, probably like a 20, 25 to 60, 65, all loved Nitro to this day because Nitro had everything. It had veterans, stars, lucha. It had some, Fit Finlay and Regal, technical stuff, tag matches. There was just everything on that show. And it's unbelievable to me that no wrestling show since has really used that formula. I thought Dynamite would when it started, but, and plus the lucha back then, you said too that, you know, you liked it better, of course, but I think that's because that and the high flying stuff, those guys hadn't developed all the bad habits that are in wrestling today, you know?
Let me just say real quick. The problem for me is that now wrestling is a hybrid of Japanese, Mexican, American, some British wrestling. That's kind of like the universal style. That way, when you go somewhere, you know, you can pick up the style real quick. But my problem is that you got a lot of people copying strong style and a lot of people copying lucha. And that's what they're doing. They're copying and they don't really know how to do it. And that's why it looks so bad. And right. As far as what Disco said, I can't see Commander or Vikingo, you know, like the guys in WCW, the guys in WWE, you know, Carlito's got to be over 40, Phantasma's like 37. They're already seasoned veterans. Commander's like 23, Vikingo's like
25. No, but I'm saying those young kids.
Like they're not
those yet. Guys. When they were doing the guards and all those guys were in there brawling. I thought it looked good. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow, that goes. It looks like
remember Garza was in Impact for a while, so he'd already.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but you know, back in like when did we start? I mean, kind of like when I got out of wrestling, it seems like in 2008-ish when I stopped doing it like on the regular. And then I kind of got out of wrestling for a little bit. And I came back in, it seemed like in the mid to late 2010s and stuff and everything. That's when like people started gravitating away from like punching and started just forearming each other all the time. You notice that, Conan?
I don't remember if it was that year, but yeah.
Well, not the year specifically, but like in the late 2010s, like
right.
Like since we've been doing this podcast, like you've been doing this for like 7 years, right?
Right.
I've seen this happen throughout the time we've been doing this podcast. You know, because like it's not like ever since AEW started, I guess 4 years ago is when I noticed it more that when we saw all the. You know, all the marks for Japanese wrestling, they all started doing that spot in the matches. And everybody started forearming now. It's just, you know, I don't know.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.